All right, well, I'd like to call the meeting of Rules and Legislative Administration to order. Representative Benson.
Yes, Madam Chair, I've read the minutes for April 22nd, and I would like to move them.
Representative Benson moves the minutes. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
As opposed, say no, and that motion is adopted. I'd like to move the proposed calendar for the day, and before I make the motion, I want to note that for Senate File 745 and Senate File 840 on the calendar, it's the chief author's intent to insert the House language. So everybody knows to which file we are drawing amendments. And so I move the calendar for the day for Thursday, April 25th, 2013. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
As opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. And we have two bills that are moving via the waiver of the Joint Rule 2.03, the Nelson bills, House File 1684, which is about the Metropolitan Council redistricting. Welcome to the committee, Representative Nelson. I'd first like to move that Rule 2.03 of the Joint Rules be waived for House File 1684. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those... Oh, just Representative Anderson.
Yeah, I can't hear you, so if you can speak up.
Since I have seen Joe Hoppe here, I'm going to ask a standard question. Why didn't this meet the deadline?
Representative Nelson.
Madam Chair and Representative Anderson and members, when I was made aware that we had to do this year by statute, that we have to do the redistricting, redraw the lines for the Met Council in the 03, for the 3 years after the census, I went to the LCC. I actually contacted Senator Wicklund, who's carrying the bill in the Senate. We went to talk to the LCC and the Met Council, and we had them draw maps up, and by the time we got the maps and that stuff back from them, we didn't have time to get it through the deadlines. But it was something by statute that we have to do this year, so that's the reason why it was after deadlines.
Representative Anderson.
Nelson, you know, I appreciate that. But they knew that this was necessary 2 years ago. It's all part of the statute, so I'm surprised that they came late to it and having to see it pass the deadline and having to have it be here today. But I'll hold the rest for the floor.
Representative Dean? No question? Okay. Is there any further discussion? And I renew my motion on waiving Rule 2.03. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
As opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. I would like to move House File 1684 be passed and sent to the General Register. And there's an amendment in our packet. And I would like to move the A2 amendment. So the bill is before us with the amendment. Representative Nelson, would you like to speak to the amendment?
And Madam Chair and members in the committee, we had three maps that were drawn up. Two came to us from the LCC, and the one came from the Met Council. And this is the Met Council map. And the reason why I'm amending it to put the Met Council map in there is basically this is looking at it after the bill came out of committee. This divides the least number of cities, and actually there's three cities that are affected, Great Cloud Island, and we're working on a technical fix for that. There's like 20, it affects 20 people. I can't remember the third one, but the second one was Hastings, and there's a little portion of Hastings that's in different pieces of the map, but the portion of Hastings is on the other side of the river, and there are no people that live in that section of Hastings, so it's not affecting any people. So that affects the least amount of people. The other map divided the A4, the number four map that was originally passed in committee affects a lot more cities, divides a lot more cities up. And the other piece is this is the map the governor, I've heard from the governor's office, and this is the map that the governor prefers, and the other one he would not sign, so this one he will sign. So.
Thank you, Representative Nelson. Representative Pepin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Representative Nelson, I recall hearing this in committee, and we did have testimony on three maps, from two from the LCC and one from the Met Council. And my recollection was that, I believe it was Representative Hansen, moved passage of the A4. There was some discussion. Several people said that they prefer that map the best, and the map, the A4 map, passed unanimously, which is pretty unusual.
Actually, I voted against it.
You voted against it. Okay, I didn't hear you, Chair Nelson. I think everybody else voted for it. I know Representative Freiberg spoke in favor of it, and of course Hansen, and I prefer the A4, and I think several other folks did. And so I guess I'm a little surprised that we're doing it here, and perhaps that should have been more of a discussion there. Perhaps you should have moved it so we could have had a full discussion in committee as to why the A1 was a preferable. I don't have my notes in front of me. I wasn't aware that this was coming up today, but my recollection was the map that we chose, one of the considerations was that it had the least for population deviation, had the least amount of population deviation. And one of the reasons that I like that is because it was done by our GIS area here, and I thought it was a very well done map, and so I prefer that map. And can you talk a little bit more about why would the governor not sign the other maps?
Representative Nelson.
The governor, I got a call from the governor's office after it was passed, and they strongly encouraged, they want the A1 map, and that's the one he wants to sign. That's what he was told by his staff.
Thank you, Representative Nelson. Representative Pepin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Representative Nelson, did the governor say why he didn't then, if he had a strong preference, send a staff person to committee so that we could fully vet it in committee? Because I feel like it was pretty clear that in committee, that the membership of the committee, after hearing that it's full discussion from the LCC and the Met Council, chose this one, and the governor's office was nowhere to be found testifying, and so after the fact he weighs in and says that he doesn't like it. Did he say why he couldn't come and testify or have a staff person come and testify as to why he disliked the map that was almost unanimously chosen in our committee?
Representative Nelson.
Madam Chair and Representative Pepin, the governor's representative there was from the Met Council, and that's who was there testifying for the governor, and that's who brought forth that map. Judge Chetnan, I think, I can never say his last name right.
Chetnan,
yes, was the one that was there presenting the A1 map or 1A map, and that's the one, and that's who was proposing that for the governor's office.
Representative Patrick.
Representative Nelson. So Judge Chetnan is, I guess the Met Council is an agency of the governor. I think that somebody directly from the governor's staff would do it, but I suppose this is how it is nowadays. I don't know. I guess I'm disappointed that we're not looking at what we looked at in committee. I feel like the committee process is a waste of time. It was one that we actually made a strong choice. It was bipartisan, and Mr. Chetnan didn't say he was testifying on behalf of the governor. He said he was testifying on behalf of the Met Council, which I guess is one and the same.
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Nelson, can you tell me, are there differences in hearings of individuals that currently serve on the Met Council to review these plans?
Representative Nelson.
In the A4 map, in the number 4 map, there were 3 of the minority members on the council are paired. There are two pairings, but it affects the 3 minority members on the council. In the 1A map, there are no paired districts.
Thank you, Representative Nelson.
Madam Chair.
Representative Anderson.
Representative Nelson, traditionally we get reports with this that show us what is the deviation, what is the breakup of the communities, the splits, and everything like that. Can you get those to us?
Representative.
Yes, I can. We have those.
Thank you, Representative Nelson.
We can do that, ma'am.
Thank you, Representative Nelson.
In fact, Madam Chair,
Representative Anderson.
We could have that before the amendment deadline.
Representative Anderson, I will work with Representative Nelson.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're certainly welcome. Representative Dowd.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It just seems a bit unconventional that we're adding this amendment here in Rules Committee. I served for the last 2 years on the redistricting committee, and every time that we did anything like this, we actually had a copy of the map, because this is really just, a number, and we can't see the map. Usually there's a copy of the map that we can see, and we can kind of see the differences between the two. And here we are adding an amendment. Here we are adding an amendment that obviously a committee made a different choice. They actually heard testimony on all of this stuff. Now we're changing their mind without hearing any testimony from anybody and without actually seeing the map. We're going to take the decision that the committee that actually had a hearing on this, we're going to take the decision that they made and replace it with something else based on what? And I don't know who wants to answer that question, if you would like to, or if...
Representative Doubt, I think that Representative Nelson has made it clear that he will have for all the members of the House a map and information about this language before it goes to the floor. And there could be amendments that occur on the floor. We don't know what will happen in the pre-filing window. Of course, that happened when we took up redistricting on the floor 2 years ago. I remember the change in the district I represent when McAllister College got bifurcated. We will have good information. Representative Nelson has made a commitment to that. And we'll have it to the members of the House of Representatives before we take this up on the floor.
Madam Chair,
Representative,
maybe
Doubt,
we should actually do this amendment then on the floor once we actually have the information, because I feel like we're changing the mind of changing the decision that a committee made. They actually had a hearing on this. It doesn't seem to me that it's appropriate that we're adding an amendment that we don't really have the supporting documentation for. I'm not trying to be difficult here, but this seems like this really should probably go back to the other committee, have them discuss it again. We shouldn't really use a different map simply because the governor has said that that's the map he wants. I think we need to do our due diligence as a legislative body to we do that in the committee process. And I know we've said numerous times that we want the work to be done in committees. It seems like this really should go back to the committee and let them have a hearing on it. Or else we can have a real hearing here and take testimony from Met Council and whoever the other one was, LCC. And let's see the maps. Let's have a real hearing on it before we add the amendment. This seems like not the best way to be conducting business.
Representative Nelson?
Madam Chair, I don't have a problem with that. It's up to your discretion whether we vote on it or not.
Representative Nelson, what I'd like to do is put the amendment on the bill, and then what I'd like to do is hold the bill over, and we can take it up in the Rules Committee tomorrow with the maps.
You can have those.
All right. So, members, I would like to renew my motion and move the A2 amendment. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just need to speak for the record that I will oppose the doing this. I made the motion. I have to represent my district. We did have testimony from communities, and the concern was that the balance of the districts with the core cities versus the first ring suburbs in terms of representation. So I think I know how the vote will go, but I need to be on the record and be supporting my district.
I appreciate that, Representative Hansen. Are there any other questions on the amendment? Representative Pepin.
Madam Chair, I'm wondering if, since we don't have the maps yet, if you said that your intention was to vote on the amendment first. Since we don't have the maps, I'm wondering if we could just hold off on that, on the voting of it, because it doesn't seem like a wise choice to vote before we have the information.
I think it's okay to put the amendment on the bill, and then we'll take it up tomorrow.
So we're going to then vote on the amendment before we get the information, need to decide whether or not we support the amendment.
And we will take it up tomorrow when we have more time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no.
No. No.
And the amendment is adopted, and we will... Mr. McCormick, what is the right motion?
You're going to lay it all the on the table.
Lay it over.
We will lay it over.
Madam Chair, will you waive the 24-hour rule on amendments for this bill, then, if we're going to take it up again tomorrow?
If we take it up tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. And I have one more piece of legislation. It's Representative Murphy, M. The all-wise Representative Murphy M. And we have before us a motion, and I'll make the motion to move. I move that that Rule 2.03 of the Joint Rules be waived, and that House File 1152 be re-referred to Ways and Means. And Representative Murphy is here. This is a pensions bill. You don't have to get into the guts of the bill, but if you'd like to explain why we're here, that would be helpful.
Madam Chair, the Pension Commission was appointed after January and didn't meet immediately. And we had three major pension bills, and two of them met deadline. But this was on the track to meet deadline, but because of additional public testimony that was given and a need for more thinking and discussion, it was held over, and so we did not pass it out of Pension Commission until April 2nd.
Thank you, Representative Murphy. Are there any questions? Seeing no further discussion, I renew my motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. Thank you for being here, Representative Murphy. And with that, the meeting is adjourned.